Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. Your sponsor, Lui Nishman, Sarbi Akasholam, Leapas Yitzchok. We're holding in Megillah Daf Zayin. The Gemara Amud Beis says, Mechayev Inish Lebesumi Beperayo. One has to get drunk and Purim at the Loyoda bin Oru Homon Leboruch Motre. Until one does not know the difference between Oru Homon and Boruch Motre. And the Gemara continues with a story. The Rabbi was Zero, we're eating to get in the Seudo, and Rabbi got up, he got so drunk, and he Shechted Reb Zeiro. Some will show you what to learn from here, that the Gemara changed his mind, and the Gemara says that one should not get so drunk, and that's what the Ramah brings the Shulchan Aruch. But the Shulchan Aruch itself says, like the opinion of the other Rishonim, that there is a mitzvah to get drunk at Purim. And this is brought down in many of the Sfarim that speak about the Inyonim of Purim. Everybody in his own way explains the deep concept of Chayav Inish L'Bisumi V'Purayu. And we'll mention over here the two major ways that many of the Sfarim bring. The Maharal in Or Chodesh, in the end of the ninth parak, explains that the whole idea of Purim is that Am Yisrael is mevatel himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This connects to what the Maharal speaks in the beginning and what we mentioned in previous Shiurim. The whole idea that Purim was the revelation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, meaning that even nature is Hashem. We don't have any more miracles. We just see HaKadosh Baruch Hu wherever we are. And the way to connect to this, when a person is mevatel himself, he completely subjects himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you have the Hatzalah of Purim. Says the Maharal, that's the idea of Chayiv Inish L'Bisumi. A person has to get drunk. He has to completely remove his das, his control on himself, and give himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reb Tzadik HaKoyen, the Pre-Tzadik, adds, this really reflects what Am Yisrael is all about, because Am Yisrael is completely connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even in a time that they're drinking and they're not in control, there's still the Gdusha. That shows the Gdusha Yisrael. That means we're always connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one method that many of the Sforim bring. The other is based on the Arizal and Shara Kavanos. Because the Arizal says, when the Gemara says, Chayav Inish L'Bisumi, the Gemara continues and says that we don't know the difference between Oru Homon to Boruch Motre. What does that mean? So the Arizal, even in the most darkest places, in the klipis, what's called, meaning in the places of Rav, Rishus, there's always a nitzoitz of Gdusha. There's always some Gdusha over there. And as explained in other places, that the only way things can exist in the world is mikoyach, is from the empowerment of Gdusha, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If not, there's nothing in the world. So in the time of Purim, we're elevating ourselves to a place where we see the Gdusha in everything. Even in the klipas, even the bad thing in the world, we're able to see the nitzitz kedusha. We have to reach that level. But when we reach that level, you can be sane. A person cannot have kfli das, because then he's going to empower the bad, then he's going to bring it down to this world, as the Mefarshim explained. And in this world, we have good and bad. Only up there in Shemayim, we can see the kedusha that you have, even in the bad. And this is explained in many of the Sefer Chassidus. So just for example, the Baal Tanya that we mentioned just a few days ago, in the Torah Or and Megillah Esther, says the whole idea of Chayav Inish L'Bisumi is that the idea of Purim is way beyond this world. We get into a place of Gdusha, which belongs to somewhere so, so high. And that's the Chayav Inish L'Bisumi, that person completely removes himself from the regular Mahalchim of this world, of the Das, and he goes up to this place where even in the Choshech you have Or. That's a place which is beyond the Das, beyond the comprehension of Adam. And you get there only through getting drunk. And very similarly, he's brought down the Sfasemis. So Sfasemis brings in the name of his grandfather, the Chidush Harim, that when it says Chayav Inish L'Bisumi, it means that a person has to go beyond the Das. Explain to Sfasemis, we have Eitzah Das Toi V'ra. In this world, we have Eitzah Das Toi V'ra, we have good and bad. Beyond the Das, it was called Eitzah Chaim, where everything is life, where everything is good, where everything has Gdusha, everything is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the only way to get there is to go beyond the Das. Meaning a person has to elevate himself to a much higher sphere. And the only way to do that is through Chayav Inish L'Bisumi, through removing the Das and getting to that place. And according to both Ma'alchim, Chayav Inish L'Bisumi is reflecting the Chashivis and the Godless of this day, the day of Purim, which is beyond our control, beyond our das. And I once heard that that's the pshat, that Rabbah comes and shechts Reb Zeiro. What is a shechita? A shechita is cutting off the neck, meaning removing the moyach, the das, from the body. allowing the body to be without das, because Purim is the day which is beyond the das. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.